Well, now Bulldogs getting set out on the field. Back deep to receive it will be the powerhouse in Mitch Budke.
Yeah, they've been putting him back deep the last few games, trying to get the ball in his hands more. Expect something big from South Sumner County here, possibly an onside kick right off the bat. So
yeah, it'd be interesting to see if they elect to try and put it deep, risk putting it into Butkey's hands right off the bat. As again, Mitch is somebody who isn't afraid to turn on the wheels and start moving. As we are awaiting the opening kickoff, clock hits zero. And we are about underway for this eight-man Division I regional matchup between Chase County.
It's almost 7 o'clock in Caldwell, Kansas. We play football.
It needs to be 12 o'clock.
As
12.
They are just having a little conversation about setting the clock there.
Here we go now. Here we go.
Ball is teed up at the South Sumner 30-yard line, and it gets blown off the tee. As I should have mentioned, the wind here, pretty significant. We experienced it all the way through, as looks like handling the kicking duties is going to be the quarterback, Keandre Smith. Smith, nice little end-over-end kick, will go out of bounds right about the 24-yard line. So good starting field position here for the Bulldogs. And as predicted, it seems like South Sumner doesn't want to risk trying to put it in the hands of Mitch Budke.
Yeah, it was interesting. And they actually have two kickers out on the field on those kicks, so kind of an interesting formation for them.
Chase County will have it at their own 24-yard line, and the house gets brought right up the middle. Mitch Budke will get brought down right about the line of scrimmage for no gain, as they got the snap off, and before he knew it, he had about four or five purple jerseys on top of him.
Yeah, bringing the blitz first play, trying to stop that run game. Let's see how they respond.
Second and 10 from the Chase County 24. Brock Griffin goes in motion from left to right. Now bringing another man in motion is Budke. Takes a snap, hands it off to Griffin, powers his way forward. Be a gain of about 6 yards as he gets it up to the 30 on the carry.
You can see some motion before the snap of the ball from South Sumner County, looking to give some blitz looks early, looks like.
It'll be third and 5 after they'll give him just a 5-yard gain from the 30-yard line. Bulldogs trying to avoid a three and out here as Budke in the shotgun position. He's got Griffin to his right side, takes the snap. Going to run it off to the right side, and he'll get tripped up just across the line scrimmage. Give him about a gain of one, maybe half that. And that'll bring up a 4th and 4 from the 31. 10:35 remaining here in the first quarter.
Fourth down. Fourth and a long 4.
Question becomes, do you go for this right off the bat? It's middle of the field.
Well, that's the question I was going to ask you. Is this something you would risk? I mean, this early on in the game, it looks like they are.
Yeah, and there could be a quick kick. Let's see how it plays out.
Budke again in the shotgun. He's got a single receiver to the right. He'll bring him in motion. Takes the snap. Now running off to the left side. He may have it. No, he'll be about a yard short. Budke on the quarterback keeper, went around the left side, tried to bring it back up the middle, and just got swarmed. So now a turnover on downs. The PA announcer up here pretty excited. 10:05 remaining in the first quarter. A turnover on downs starts the opening drive here for the Bulldogs. Now the Outlaws will have their crack at it. Twin receivers to the right for Keandre Smith. Sends a man in motion. He'll hand it off to Wrangler Jesna. It'll be a keeper by Smith, who gets brought down after a gain of about 3 yards. He fooled everybody, including me.
That's some run action by the quarterback off that jet motion. Looking for Keandre to run a lot tonight, so yeah. It's important for us as the defense to stop him early.
Second and 7 from the 31. Snap goes to Smith. Looked like he was going to try and pitch it. That didn't happen. He goes up the middle, gets ankle tackled. I think that was Brock Griffin on the tackle there for Chase County. So a gain of 1 brings up a third. Or actually, no, they're going to give him a gain of 3 for a 3rd and 4. And, Chase County almost jumps on the hard count there by Smith. Yeah, definitely a situation. Smith in the shotgun. Again, looks like he's trying to draw Chase County offsides once more. 9:05, now 9:04 remaining here. Need to get the playoff. 3rd and 4 from the Chase County 29-yard line. Handoff will go to Jesna. He'll get near the first down marker, maybe just a yard shy. Are they going to move the chains? Gets banged out of bounds by Budke. And they're going to call him just a yard short. So that'll bring up a 4th and 1. And they're going to go for it, of course. Deep in enemy territory. This will be the 4th play of this drive for South Sumner. Quarterback keeper by Smith. He'll get the first down. Just enough push up the middle.
South Sumner County, lots of tempo here. They're getting the ball set, and they're getting on the ball quickly. So
8:18 remaining here in this first quarter. Once again in the shotgun, Keandre Smith hands it up the middle to Alex Smith. Smith, a huge carry. That'll be a gain of about 9. Nope, they're going to give him 10, and that'll move the chains once again. That's the second first down here for the Outlaws with 8:05 remaining in the first quarter. They are knocking on the door. Snap goes to Keandre Smith. Smith circles off to the right side. He'll be brought down in the end zone for a touchdown. Trying to make the stop for Chase County was Tag Groh. And with 7:55 remaining in the first quarter, the Outlaws will take an early 6-0 lead over Chase County with a 12-yard run by the quarterback, Keandre Smith. The all-important two-point conversion upcoming now. Smith, lone set, drops back looking for a man in the end zone, and he finds it right over the head of Mitch Budke into the waiting arms of Jackson Risley. 8-0, the score.
8-0, 7:55 in the first.
With 7:55 remaining in the first quarter, the Outlaws are out in front over the Bulldogs. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have the ensuing kickoff. You're listening to Chase County playoff action here on Country 101.7 FM.
Chase County Playoff Football brought to you by Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. The Chase County Rec Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! And Scribner Insurance, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage.
Chase County Playoff Football being brought to you by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean 620-342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Keandre Smith has it teed up, and he'll put a nice kick right down the center to the 10-yard line, fielded by Mitch Budke. He'll try and return it and get swarmed. He'll bring it up to about the 15, give him the 14-yard line. 1st and 10 Bulldogs in their own territory here. And again, the Outlaws got out to an early 8-0 lead off a 12-yard run by the quarterback, Keandre Smith. So now the Bulldogs will look to answer. It'll actually be 1st and 10 from the 17-yard line here as Budke shotgun set. Sends Griffin in motion, fakes the handoff. Nope, he will give it to him. Griffin will go nowhere.
Looks like they ran a blitz from the corner on that play. They saw the jet sweep, and they said, go get him. So,
yeah.
I'm looking for that action later.
Yeah, pretty tight on that run. The Outlaws had it sniffed out. 6:59 remaining here in this first quarter. Again, the Outlaws lead the Bulldogs 8-0 in this regional matchup as they'll give Griffin a gain of 2, bringing up a 2nd and 8 from the 19. Budke in the lone set. Now brings Griffin in motion from left to right to his left side. Brings Tag Groh in motion now. Hands off to Griffin. Griffin will try to power his way and get met at the line of scrimmage for no gain. And the running game is not working here for the Bulldogs early on.
Yeah, you have to wonder with them sending some of their secondary down to blitz the run when Chase County is going to decide to air it out. So let's see what they do on this third down. Expect a pass.
3rd and 7 from the 20-yard line here for Chase County. Again, they've not picked up much yardage thus far trying to run the ball. See if Budke does indeed start to bend the elbow a little bit, maybe air something out here. Third play of the drive coming up. Shotgun set for Mitch Budke, left side. Brock Griffin takes the direct snap, quarterback keeper. He'll pick up, give him about 3 yards on the carry. That'll bring up a 4th and 4. From the 24. 5:37 remaining here in this first quarter. Outlaws lead the Bulldogs 8-0. From Caldwell, taking Trahoon, Cale Budke here on the call. They're actually going to spot him at the 25, so they'll give him a gain of 4 on that one. Maybe look for a quick kick here. Budke shotgun set. Right side is Tag Groh. Low snap. Budke going to tuck it and run. Buries the head. Tries to get through. Bulldogs are saying first down, and the referees agree with it. So the first down of the ball game for Chase County will move the chains and set them up 1st and 10 near the 30-yard line. 5:02 remaining here in this first quarter. Make it 1st and 10 from the 29. Budke again, shotgun set, single receiver to the left side. Takes the low snap again. He hands it off into the hands of Cal Kohlmeyer. Kohlmeyer gets him open distance. He's down the field. He's at the 10, the 5. He is in for 6.
Cal Kohlmeyer, touchdown.
Cal Kohlmeyer gets the Bulldogs on the board in a big way.
Yeah, looks like it was an S-back reverse there. So we've been running an action to the halfback, and the S-back goes for a reverse, and it worked.
A 51-yard touchdown run by Cal Kohlmeyer. Now the two-point conversion. Shotgun set again. Pass over the middle into the hands. Caught by Kohlmeyer. Give him 2 more. We're tied at 8. 4:35 remaining in the first quarter, and the Bulldogs strike to tie it up. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the ensuing kickoff as the Outlaws look to respond here. 8-all in Caldwell here on Country 101.7 FM.
Chase County Playoff Football is brought to you by Dr. Kaylin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Chase County Playoff Football brought to you by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families over Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Run, the owners. By Griffin Real Estate and Auction, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions. And by Clark Farm and Home Store, your hometown hardware store in Strong City, serving the area since 1946.
Back in Caldwell, Tegan Trahoon, Cale Budke here as a big momentum shift for Chase County off a 51-yard touchdown run by Cal Kohlmeyer. Makes it 8-all. A squib kick That's a high angle kick that goes straight up in the air and goes right to midfield at the 40-yard line. Not the prettiest of kicks for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, maybe a little unintended onside kick there.
And it looked like Colin Monahan was actually in on that kick, so Nano Zuniga not handling those duties right there. I'm a little surprised on that one. Nonetheless, it'll be first and 10 from the 40-yard line for the Outlaws, who are looking to possibly regain the lead as Keandre Smith, lone set, takes the snap. He's going to go off to the left side, being pursued by Tag Groh, and he'll be forced out of bounds after a pickup of about 7, maybe 8.
They're certainly handling the defensive ends really well. They're able to run the ball to the outside. So let's see what Chase County does in response.
Keandre Smith, shotgun set, right side, hands off to Alex Smith. Smith goes up the middle. He'll get a gain of 2. Make it 3, so that'll bring up. No, they're going to say forward progress. They're going to actually give him the first down. So first and 10 upcoming now. On just the third play of this drive. And the Outlaws marching down this field with purpose. Keandre Smith back in the shotgun set. Left side is Alex Smith. Keandre Smith will keep it himself, get to the line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of 1 before he gets lit up by that big defensive line by Chase County. They brought the house on him.
Yeah, a stunt ran in the middle of the field, middle of the defensive or offensive line, and it paid off.
Second down, 9.
Gain of 1, second and 9 from the 29 of Chase County. And we got a whistle. We have a wardrobe malfunction down there. Yeah, it looks like they're tightening up a helmet. Can't see the number on that.
I think that's Brock Griffin.
That is,
23.
Yep. Got to snap it there, Brock. Got to keep it snap. 3:08 remaining here in the first quarter. 8 all from Caldwell as South Sumner looking to try and retake the lead. They scored on their first possession with a 12-yard run by the quarterback, Keandre Smith. Now Smith, lone set, takes a snap. It'll be a pitch to the right side to Alex Smith, who gets dragged down by the waist. In on that tackle was Mitch Budke. Budke, over 100 tackles on the season thus far, showing why.
Budke on the stop.
As he gets a gain of 2, it'll bring up a 3rd and 7 from the 27.
Yeah, he's able to get off the block there by the corner and make a stop on the outside.
5th play of the drive for the Outlaws. Lone set once again for Keandre Smith. Brings a man in motion. He'll keep it himself. Shakes off one defender. Tries to shake off another. In on the tackle there for Chase County. That will be
Wyatt Griffin.
Wyatt Griffin, thank you. Couldn't see the number. 4th and 1 upcoming after the gain by Keandre Smith. Smith again with the hard count, trying to make the Bulldogs jump. Now they're going to have a substitution. Off the field comes Colby Irie. Taking his place will be Alex Smith. Snap once again goes to Keandre Smith. He'll get the first down and more. First down by Keandre Smith after the gain of 1.
Running the same short yard play that they did earlier in the game. We can expect that in short yarded situations.
1:39 remaining here in the first quarter. We're all tied up at 8. And South Sumner again looking to knock on the door here. 1st and 10 from the 17. Keandre Smith takes the snap, looking for a man downfield, and he'll get brought down, but we have a flag. Looks like right about the 20-yard line. See who this is going to go against. Waiting for the white hat to make the call. If that is, we got a hold on South Sumner. So the loss of 1 results in a loss of about, tack on 5 more for the hold. That's good news for Chase County, as the Outlaws were really marching their way down the field pretty efficiently.
Yeah, that was a very good play. It seems like the pocket collapsed. They tried to run a double move, and they ran out of time. So good play by Chase County.
Couldn't find the man downfield there. Power formation now for Keandre Smith. 1:10 remaining here in this first quarter as they're first and 15 from the 24. Should be second and 15. Snap into the hands of Wrangler Jesna, who's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage on the carry off the left side. Gets to the boundary where he's forced out. He actually be about a yard shy of the original line as we go under 45 seconds remaining in the first. Should bring up a third and 11 here. Smith takes a snap. Another option pitch. Now a throw down the field into the waiting hands of Alex Shore. Keandre Smith takes the snap, option pitches it to Alex Smith, and Alex Smith just unleashes a bomb down the field. Alex Shore left unguarded.
Alex Shore, completion.
18-yard completion.
Yeah, a little trick play action from Sumner County. It was a great time to run a trick play, and it paid off for them.
14-8 now the score, 25.6 remaining, two-point conversion upcoming. Keandre Smith takes the snap, tries to run it himself. He's getting brought down at the five, no good. So, after a 7-minute, eight-play drive, the Outlaws take the lead back, 14-8 over Chase County. The Bulldogs will look to respond right after this here on Country 101.7 FM.
Chase County Playoff Football being brought to you by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo. And Andy Siding, for siding, gutter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
Chase County Playoff Football is brought to you by Colton Stevie with Security Oil, providing clean and high-quality bulk fuel and lubricants for your commercial, construction, and agricultural needs. Contact Colton Stevie at 620-757-1117. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fimminger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfimminger.com. And GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Colby Irie has it teed up at the 30-yard line. It'll be a short squib kick right into the hands of Brock Griffin. He'll bring it up. Gets swarmed right about the 22-yard line. Make that the 32-yard line. Numbers are hard. With 20.8. Good starting field position here for the Bulldogs. They're actually, I guess they're going to say his knee was down at the 30. So first and 10 from their own 30-yard line for the Bulldogs. 20.8 remaining here in this first quarter. They trail it 14-8 over South Sumner. Snap goes to Budke. Powers his way forward for a gain of 3. Just buries the shoulder and runs through that defense. So they'll bring up a second and 7. From the 33, but that may be the last play of this first quarter with 5 seconds remaining. It will be. At the end of one, it's 14-8. South Sumner leading Chase County in this regional matchup of the 8-man Division I playoffs. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have the second quarter for you right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Chase County Playoff Football brought to you by Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls. Under new ownership, full-color banners and printing, T-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more. By the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of Chase County student-athletes and their coaches. They commend them for their hard work on and off the field. Let's go, Bulldogs! And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, they invite you to experience the heart of the Flint Hills. Go, Bulldogs!
Chase County Playoff Football being brought to you by Hague Pharmacy, where the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Hague Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th Avenue. Hannah Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Richard and Greta Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia. And Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here in Caldwell, Tegan Trehune joined by Cale Budke as the Bulldogs have it second and seven from the 34-yard line. Mitch Budke tearing off a huge run. He'll bring it up past midfield all the way to the South Sumner 35, and that's the kind of run the Bulldogs have been looking for thus far, Cale.
Yeah, that physicality really setting the tone for this drive. Let's see how they capitalize.
That'll bring up a first and 10 from the 35-yard line. Just the second play of this drive for the Bulldogs, who trail 14-8 to South Sumner, 11:37 remaining in the first half. Budke in the power formation now. Low snap. He'll hand it off to Cal Kohlmeyer, who will try to power his way forward, but not much doing there. He'll get a gain of about one and bring it down to the 34 before he's stopped cold. And South Sumner, they've kind of had a lot of these plays sniffed out thus far.
Yeah, lots of trouble in between the defensive ends there. That nose guard, he's playing really well, making a lot of tackles for Sumner County.
Not bad for a guy who is filling in for the nose guard. We mentioned the original nose guard for South Sumner injured, according to Coach Sean Blosser. Snap goes to Budke in the shotgun formation. He'll power his way forward once again, this time getting to about the 30 for a gain of four. So that'll bring up a third and five with 10:40 remaining in the first half. Very enthusiastic PA announcer here. We do have a score update, I want to say, from Emporia High. Dylan Sherwood, Darian Harris on the call there at Blue Valley Southwest. At the end of the first quarter, it's 7-0 Blue Valley. Over the Spartans. 10:17 remaining here in the first quarter, or second quarter, I should say, as Budke, lone set, takes this handoff, goes up the middle, and he'll drag it down for a first down and more right to the 20-yard line. So a 10-yard pickup there for the quarterback, Mitch Budke.
Yeah, one tackle to break, and that would be six. So good to see some running success up the middle this drive.
10:05 remaining now in this first half. It's 14-8, South Sumner leading Chase County. Again, regional matchup between the two. Both teams coming off dominating wins in their opening round matchups. As Budke, shotgun set, left side Griffin. He'll send Dom Cothers in motion from right to left. Hand off to Griffin, goes up the middle. He'll get about four, maybe five, before he stopped. 9:34 remaining here in the first half.
Chase County running almost every play up the middle of the field. So they're running at the nose guard, trying to get some success in the middle. Can't help but wonder when they're going to throw the ball or possibly run outside. Let's see what they do here on the second down.
That is something I'm surprised about, is they do have the wind to their backs here now. Surprised we haven't seen Mitch try and throw one away. 9:10 remaining, handoff. Goes to Brock Griffin. He breaks one tackle, breaks a second, then finally gets brought down by the waist after a pickup of four. Brings up a third and three.
Third down.
That's what I aspire to be one day.
Yeah.
That's some energy right there. Got to give him credit.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
Fair enough. Third and three from the 14. Chase County looking to answer to the previous score, a 18-yard trick play pass by South Sumner. Budke under center. He'll pitch it left side to Dom Cothers. He'll get the first down and about two more yards. A gain of five moves the chains.
It was actually Wyatt Griffin under center, the freshman quarterback coming in, and Mitch Budke as a lead blocker. They had some success with that, able to get the first down.
First and goal now from the 7. Griffin goes under center once again. He'll drop it down. The handoff pitch. Believe that's Brock Griffin?
That'll be
Cal Kohlmeyer. Kohlmeyer picks up a gain of, I want to say, four on that carry. That'll bring up a first and goal from the three. See if they try to just power it back in here.
Yeah, two for the touchdown, so.
Second and two, so to the two-yard line. I got to get new glasses. 7:45 remaining in this first half. Budke back in the shotgun, hands it up the middle to Brock Griffin. Is he going to get in? He will. Powers his way for a two-yard gain. Brock Griffin ties it up for Chase County, 14-all. Now, as I like to say, that all-important two-point conversion upcoming. Yes. South Sumner missed on their first, so Chase County could take their first lead of the ball game here if this is successful. Snap goes to Bucky, hands off to Griffin. Breaks one tackle, two tackles, three, falls into the end zone. Two-point good.
Yeah, fantastic run there by Brock Griffin. Fantastic.
Cuts off to the
outside, yeah.
Yep. Bounces off to the outside, finds an open lane, and is able to get in before he's brought down. 16-14 now the score in favor of Chase County. 7:32 remaining in the first half. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have the kickoff. You're listening to Chase County Playoff Action here on Country 101.7 FM.
Chase County Playoff Football is brought to you by Dr. Ryan Kohlmeyer, DDS. For your winning smile, call 620-342-9555 or visit their location at East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense. Cody First and Land Agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Plumbing by Spellman at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service serving employee and surrounding communities for generations.
Chase County Playoff Football brought to you by Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. The Chase County Rec Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! And Scribner Insurance, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Angle can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage.
16-14, Chase County leads it for the first time tonight over South Sumner with a two-yard run by Brock Griffin as Emiliano Zuniga has it lined up and fires it down the field deep back into the end zone. It'll be a touchback here, so Sumner will bring it out to their 15-yard line to start this next drive, the worst starting field position they've had thus far this evening.
Yeah, and this drive is super important. The momentum seems like it has shifted in the football game, and a stop here by Chase County would be huge. So, especially with this field position, be looking to have a stop early.
Well, you got to think, too. I mean, Sumner has started in enemy territory, if not right at midfield of the last three drives. So this is unfamiliar territory from tonight. Keandre Smith, lone set, brings a man in motion. He's going to hand it off to Wrangler Jesna, who's going to get met at the line of scrimmage with some ferocity by the Bulldogs for no gain. Great hitting there by the Bulldogs to stop Jesna dead in his tracks. And you mentioned it, Cale. That's the kind of play we need right now for Chase County. Now in the lead, they want to keep building upon that.
Yeah, that's how you start a defensive drive right there.
7:05 remaining in this first half. 16-14 the lead for Chase County. Second and 10 from the 15 for South Sumner. Twin receivers to the left side. Keandre Smith drops back on the snap, looking for a man downfield. He's got a deep ball. It's caught. Brought down at the opposite 20-yard line will be Jackson Risley. They're going to actually spot him at the 24. What a pass by Keandre Smith. He had nothing but time.
Yeah, nothing but time. We had no pressure on him. And like we said in the pregame, he can throw. We got to see that on that last play. Let's see how Chase County responds.
Lone set, Keandre Smith. Single receivers left and right. Chase County with a three-man front. High snap goes to Smith, quarterback keeper. He'll dance his way past two defenders, make his way down to the 17-yard line.
Derek Payton on
Give him the 18, actually, for a gain of about 7. 6:16 remaining here in this first half. Snap once again goes to Smith. Beats one defender, beats another off the right side, down the sideline, and gets forced out of bounds after a major pickup. It'll be first and 10, actually first and goal, I should say, from the 10.
Yeah, you know, they're running that tempo offense, and we just weren't ready to go on that last play.
Well, you know, we talk about that with Emporia State. That's a tempo that they like to run, and it really confuses and confounds defenses because you don't have time to really get fully set.
100%.
Keandre Smith, twin receivers left, single receiver right. Brings Jesna in motion from left to right. Jesna takes the handoff, tries to power his way over the Bulldogs. He'll pick up 2. Correction, he'll pick up 4 to bring up a second and goal from the 5-yard line.
Sumner County running to the outside every single play. As we can see, if they're not throwing it, they're running it to the outside. It
makes a difference. 5:40 remaining here in this first half. Chase County leading 16-14, but once again, the Outlaws, a few massive plays. They're knocking on the door. Keandre Smith hands up to Jesna again. He'll bring it down to about the 1-yard line. Correction, that's Alex Smith. Smith, the junior running back. Brings up third and goal from the 2. Keandre Smith, Alex Smith, right side. Keandre will keep it himself and will dive forward for a touchdown. That'll be a 2-yard touchdown for the quarterback, Keandre Smith. And
lots of back and forth here. Lots of back and forth. Another score by Sumner.
Tit for tat right there. 2-yard score by Brock Griffin on the last Chase County possession. Now a 2-yard score for Smith on this South Sumner possession. Now, again, see if South Sumner can get this 2-point conversion they missed on their last opportunity, which allowed Chase County to take the lead. Keandre Smith takes a snap, dropping back, moving to the right side, looking for an open man. He'll find him.
2-point conversion is good.
Making the diving catch at the goal line was Jackson Risley for 2 more. It's 22-16, South Sumner leading Chase County, 5:03 remaining here in this first half. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have the ensuing kickoff. You're listening to Chase County Playoff Football here on Country 101.7 FM.
Chase County Playoff Football being brought to you by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean 620-342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffey, and Lyon counties. And Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Chase County Playoff Football is brought to you by Dr. Kaylin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Back in Caldwell, taking Trahoon, Cale Budke with the kickoff is Colby Irie, who a very short high kick takes it to the 35-yard line of Chase County. The fair catch will be called for, and they'll get it. Chase County trailing 22-16 with 5:02 remaining in this first half after a 2-yard scamper by South Sumner quarterback Keandre Smith. So a big answer needed here. You mentioned it earlier, Cale, that Chase County really needed a stop defensively on that last drive, and it looked like they might get it. Then Keandre Smith just airs one out down the field, really flips the position.
Yeah, and all you can think is next play, let's score on this drive.
Mitch Budke in the shotgun, twin receivers left side, now bringing Dom Collars in motion. He'll take the direct snap. Budke will get the carry up to about the 35, maybe the 34. So a pickup of 4 yards on that carry. Brings up a second and 6 from the 34.
Yeah, just nothing really happening in the middle of the field, but we're going to keep going back at it, and we've had some success on this last drive, and, you know, repetition, we're running our thing, and let's hope we see some success here on this drive as well.
4.5 remaining here in this first half. Again, 22-16, South Sumner leads Chase County. Budke, shotgun set, left side Griffin, now sends Cothers in motion from right to left, hands it off. No, he'll keep it. Mitch Budke, first down gain, along with about 10 more. A 16-yard carry for the quarterback. Mitch Budke goes right up that middle and takes it into enemy territory. He'll take it from their own 35-yard line down to the 32-yard line of Sumner.
Yeah, we just talked about that repetition paying off. And you see there Mitch pulling the ball and having an open hole. So
Yeah. Gives his lineman a little bit of credit there, opening up that seam. He was able to exploit it. You give him a little bit, he'll go for a mile. Now Budke, he'll go into the lone set. Twin receivers to the left, single receiver to the right. Look for him to bring someone in motion. He will, in the form of Brock Griffin, who's going to come off to his right side now. Budke also sends Cothers in motions from right to left. Takes his direct snap, goes up the middle, block through one blocker, to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Mitch Budke.
Touchdown, Bulldog.
Awesome, no flags on the field. Looks like it's good.
A minute, 45 seconds, four plays, and a 32-yard run by the senior quarterback, Mitch Budke. Makes it 22-all. Two-point conversion upcoming here for the Bulldogs. Could retake the lead once again. Budke, shotgun set, right side Griffin. Low snap, Budke's going to tuck it and run himself. Goes up the middle and through in for two. Budke makes it 24-22, Chase County. 3:28 remaining here in the first half. Sumner, an opportunity to respond right after this. You're listening to Chase County Playoff Football here on Country 101.7 FM.
Chase County Playoff Football brought to you by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families over Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Quinn, the owners. By Griffin Real Estate Auction, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions. And by Clark Farm and Home Store, your hometown hardware store in Strong City, serving the area since 1946.
Chase County Playoff Football being brought to you by Emporian State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo. And Andy Siding. For siding, gutter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
3:28 remaining here in this first half. Chase County scores on a 32-yard touchdown run by senior quarterback Mitch Budke to make it 24-22, Chase County. Emiliano Zuniga, a boom of a kick. Deep back to receive is Keandre Smith. Smith breaks a tackle. He's at the 30-yard line, and he'll get brought down after a massive return of 30 yards. In on the tackle there for the Bulldogs. I believe that was Jarek Payton and Gavin Francis.
Yeah, a couple good moves, and here they are. Again, good field position. Let's see what they do with it.
Well, we saw what they did with not-so-good field position earlier as they started at the 15-yard line. Keandre Smith really aired it out down the field, took him from the 15 to the opposite 22. See if they try and do that again. Smith, shotgun set, hands it up the middle to Alex Smith, breaks one tackle, and then gets brought down after a gain of two.
Gain 3 yards.
3:08 remaining here in this first half. 24-22 the lead for the Bulldogs. I'll actually say he got three on that one. So 2nd and 7 from the South Sumner 36-yard line. And a quick point, too, at halftime, in the second half, I should say, Sumner will receive the ball. So if they can run this clock and find their way into the end zone, that's a big momentum boost heading into the second. Keandre Smith takes the snap. Quarterback keeper up the middle, give him a gain of about two to bring up a 3rd and 5 from the 34. Jarek Payton in on the tackle for the Bulldogs.
Third down, four.
2:26 remaining in the first half in what has been an absolute back and forth affair between these two. Keandre Smith takes the direct snap. Trying to go off right side. He'll cut back up the middle and be brought down by the legs by Brock Griffin.
Yeah, really good tackle there. Open field tackle, mano y mano. And now it brings up fourth down.
Yep, Griffin not afraid to lower the boom if he has to. They're going to say he picked up a gain of three for fourth and one, and we'll get a timeout by the Outlaws. Want to talk things over. 2 minutes exactly on the clock. We'll take a quick timeout ourselves. You're listening to Chase County Playoff Football here on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE FM, Emporia.
Chase County Playoff Football is brought to you by Colton Stevie with Security Oil, providing clean and high-quality bulk fuel and lubricants for your commercial, construction, and agricultural needs. Contact Colton Stevie at 620-757-1117. Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Brian Feminger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfeminger.com. And GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Chase County Playoff Football brought to you by Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls, under new ownership. Full-color banners and printing, T-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more. By the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of Chase County student-athletes and their coaches. They commend them for their hard work on and off the field. Let's go, Bulldogs! And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, they invite you to experience the heart of the Flint Hills. Go, Bulldogs!
Fourth and one from the 39-yard line. Keandre Smith takes the snap. Tears off to the left side. He'll get the first down and much more as he'll bring it down to the 18-yard line. Mitch Budke bringing him down forcefully, but back in solid position here. Now 18 the game to the end zone here for the Outlaws. Keandre Smith takes the snap. Again, off to that left side. He's down to the 10. He'll get to the 2. He'll get down to the 2-yard line before being brought down. So first and goal from the 2 upcoming here as the Outlaws have not been able to really slow their momentum. They've just been rolling here as Keandre Smith, quarterback keeper, he'll dive forward and he will not get there. He'll get a gain of about one. So good stop there by Chase County as Smith just buried his head, tried to go right up the middle again.
Yeah, and their tempo. They're on the ball and they're having success with that speed. So really throwing Chase County off right now.
1:07 remaining in this first half. 24-22 the lead for Chase County. Snap once again goes to Keandre Smith. Did he get in? Yes. A 1-yard touchdown rush by Keandre Smith.
Continuing the back and forth that this game had. I mean, there hasn't been a defensive stop to this point in the ball game.
59 seconds remaining in this first half. It's been a quick one here. 28-24 now the lead for South Sumner. Looking for the 2-point conversion here. They've missed only once tonight. As Smith claps his hands, looking for a man. And it's an option pitch right up the middle into the hands of Jackson Risley, who falls forward just enough for the 2 points to count. So it's 30-24. South Sumner again retakes the lead. This will be the fourth lead change of the ball game. And we're only in the first half. 59 seconds remaining in the first half. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to Chase County Playoff Football here on Country 101.7 FM. South Sumner leads it 30-24.
Chase County Playoff Football brought to you by Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls, under new ownership. Full-color banners and printing, T-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more. By the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of Chase County student-athletes and their coaches.
They commend them for their hard work on and off the field. Let's go, Bulldogs! And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, they invite you to experience the heart of the Flint Hills. Go, Bulldogs!
59 seconds remaining in the first half as Colby Irie has it teed up at the 30-yard line. It'll be fielded at the opposite 30 by Wyatt Griffin, who gets brought down after a gain of about 5. 55 seconds still on the clock here. Chase County looking to respond after Sumner took it 1 yard from the goal line by Keandre Smith to score.
Really big drive here. Really big drive.
It's crucial here because, again, Sumner gets the ball back to start the second half. Budke takes the snap. Circles off left side. Breaks one tackle and another. It'll be a gain of 9 as he takes it from the 34. No, wait. They're going to actually say he got that first down. So it's a gain of 10. Clock still rolling as they reset the chains. 32 seconds. Low snap, Mitch Budke. Hands it off to Dom Cothers. Cal Kohlmeyer, who will take it down. I think they're going to spot him right near the 20. No, they're going to say he got to the 25 before he got knocked out of bounds.
Yep, important. Out of bounds, clock stops.
Yep, but it's a first down regardless. First and 10 from the South Sumner 25. 22.8 seconds remaining in this first half. Chase County trailing it 30-24 to the Outlaws. Snap to Bucky, lone set. Looking downfield, throws it into the open field, down to the 10-yard line. It's brought. Ball comes free, but I think Chase County jumps back on top of it. Brock Griffin got the pass and got hit from behind. Ball popped out, but the Bulldogs thankfully jumping on top of it. I think that was Tag Groh coming up with the monumental save. 15.1 remaining, and Chase County will burn their first of 3 timeouts. I feel my blood pressure rising as we talk. I don't think I'm alone in that up here in the box.
Definitely not.
We might be cheering for opposite sides, but the one thing that we can all agree in here is this is not good for our stress levels. 30-24 is the lead for South Sumner. 15.1 remaining here in this first quarter. Again, big note, South Sumner will receive the opening kickoff for the second half. So Chase County has got to find the end zone here. In a game this close, where both teams are struggling to stop the runs, you got to think, if you're able to force an incompletion, you're able to make them miss on one of these drives, you're firmly in the driver's seat.
Yeah. I mean, that would just be a huge momentum shift just to have back-to-back scores in a game like this. Hasn't happened yet, so.
No. Mitch Budke, lone set. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Takes the low snap. He's got Cothers down the field. He'll overthrow it. Oh, man, looking for an open man. Deep back in the end zone in double coverage. Was Tag Groh, and Groh, it hits his hands, but just falls a little incomplete.
Yeah, stumbled a little bit on that.
Mitch cleared the defense perfectly.
Yeah, a good ball to the end zone, but we have 9 seconds on the 10. Another shot coming soon.
Second and 10. Come on, D. 9.2 remaining in the first half. Lone set again for Bucky. Takes the snap. Again, airing it down the field. He's got an open man wide open in the end zone. Touchdown. Whoa. No, wait, what?
Whoa.
They're going to say it was incomplete. Tag Groh was wide open, made the catch, and took a shot. Oh, I don't know about that one.
Man,
he got both feet down.
I don't know. A questionable call to say the least.
I'm not sure about that one.
Brush it off. We got one more shot to the end zone.
That's third and 10 from the 10. 1.7 remaining in this first half. Budke lone set again. Takes the low snap. Looking to air it out. Pressure coming. Throws it to the end zone. Diving catch is no good. Trying to make the catch was Tag Groh. He dove for it, but the pressure just too tight defensively from South Sumner. And that will do it for the first half At the end of one, it's South Sumner 30, Chase County 24. We will take a quick break, get into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show, get some halftime stats and analysis, and get set for the second half of action. You're listening to Chase County Bulldog Playoff Football here on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE FM, Emporia.
Chase County Playoff.